Aloha, my name is Reverend Cindy Palos. Thank you for being here today. This is going to be a little bit of a dive into how we connect with our soul. And I'll start with a little story about how I began a very, very long time ago. I was 12 years old, and it was the day after Christmas. And I heard my mother cry. We lived in a very large house. And I ran upstairs, and my mother was standing over my father's bed, and my father was laying there. And I could just look at him immediately and find that he was not in his body. Now, this is beyond kind of a way of knowing. You're 12 years old. How do you know someone's dead? And then I kind of put my finger under his nose, and I said, no, he's not breathing. He's not there. He's gone. And I walked away calmly and then kind of ran out of the house and ran outside, and then I heard a voice say to me, what are you running from? And I just stopped, and I thought, well, what am I running from? Where am I going to go? And I walked back calmly, and I didn't feel at all connected to the emotion and the drama that goes on and what happens when someone dies, because I felt there was this other connection. My father was into higher calculus, and he was a very, very mental man. My mother was more into the spirit and the creative and the poetry. But my father really didn't know if there was life after death. And my mother had told my father, and they discussed it. And he had said, I will let you know when I die if there is life after death. And 3 days after he died, he came back to her in spirit and kissed her on the forehead and said, there is a forever. And then my mother started wanting to find out more about spirit, life after death. And I began taking lessons and teachings at the age of 13 with Dr. Paul Leon Masters, who was teaching in Hollywood at the time. And I learned how to meditate at that time. And I learned about the soul, and I have been meditating every day ever since, because I found when I could go inside that the soul was there forever. The body is just here for a little while. But the soul is with us through so many lifetimes, and the soul we can connect with. And the path I follow, which is a metaphysical path and a mystical path, when I meditate, I go inside and connect with my soul. And I know Rumi also had that same connection. You recognize in other people when they recognize their soul. Rumi said, my place is placeless. My trace is traceless. No body, no soul. I am from the soul of souls. I have chased out duality, lived the two worlds as one. One I seek, one I know. One I see, one I call. He is the first. He is the last. He is the outer. He is the inner. And so today I'd like to go a little bit into the soul and do a prayer and meditation on that place that takes you to forever, the oneness of all. Because the soul is a priceless treasure that connects you to your true and eternal self, the self that will be there when you leave your body behind. It opens your connection to your inner guides and your teachers, and it's your passport to carry you to heaven, the heaven that you can experience right there inside you. Ram Dass passed away recently, and he was very aware of this, and he always said, you just drop the body. The body's gone, and you go back to your soul. And I went with a friend who was a very close friend of Ram Dass's, and went to the house here on Maui where he lived. And it was 2 days after he dropped the body. Yet there were people there still looking at the body, but I sat in the living room with a few people who were chanting. And I meditated, and he was there. Ram Dass was there in spirit. 100%. The light that filled the room was amazing. And after I opened my eyes, after about 20 minutes, the room then had about 40, 50 people in it, all full. But there were people still going back still to look at the body. And I understand that Ram Dass was so important to so many. But his spirit's still alive. And you could certainly feel it in the chants and in the love. The soul is something that once you connect with it, you have one of the greatest gifts you can know. And you can, again, reach that soul, which is with you always. It's the spirit within. But your mind has to be still. And your mind can be very busy and thinking about so many things. But when your mind is thinking, and when we're distracted, of course, we put blocks out against our soul being present. Where we focus, there our soul is, and where our mind goes. So if you focus in meditation on your soul, that's where you can go. Now, I wrote this about the soul. The soul is your inner spark of life force that carries the light of God within. It is who you truly are. It has carried you through lifetime after lifetime. It has been there since before you were born and will be there when you leave your body behind. The soul is your true connection to God, the way to connect to God's light and love, the way to connect to all beings. For we are all souls on this journey through life. And in our souls, we can all join together as one. The soul is your eternal companion, your true guide in life. It knows why you have chosen to be here. It knows when it's time to leave. It is your resource for inspiration. It is always there when you go to that quiet place to meditate and pray. It is your objective observer, giving an overview of what you're doing during the day. It's there at night when you go to sleep. It gives your life meaning. It's that still, small voice that speaks to your heart, that gives you the strength to carry on when things get hard. And just as the sun gives light and life to earth, so the soul gives our life light and meaning and energy. So let your soul be your true companion, your connection to the masters and the angels of God. Let your soul be your connection with the source of all, the great creator there within. Go to your soul in the quiet of dawn. Go to your soul at night before you go to sleep. Go to your soul to join with God and fill you with blessings of life and light and love. Let's breathe in a few deep, soulful breaths, breathing in and allowing that soul to be present, breathing out and bringing that energy from the soul into every part of your body, every part of your mind, every part of your heart, every cell of your very being. Breathe in that energy from the soul and become soul infused, for there's a light, a very bright light in your soul that is always burning, that's always alive like a candle, and it can light the soul within you. It can inspire you. Go now to that beautiful place inside. Go into a private, sacred space in your heart and imagine that you're there in the sanctuary of your heart of hearts. That sacred place where God abides. And connect with that beautiful light of the love there in your heart that comes from your soul. Call upon your soul. Go deeper and deeper and deeper into the space where your soul can come into your being and be recognized. Can you feel the presence? Can you sense the frequency? There is a tone and frequency in every soul. It connects us to the higher frequencies, the cosmic frequencies, the universal frequencies, all created by the one energy from the one source. Be in tune right now with that frequency that is your soul's frequency. Sense it. Allow it to radiate throughout your entire being, transforming you to be attuned to your true soul of souls. Put your soul in the light of God's love now. And feel that unconditional love from the Creator that created you and your soul, giving you that power to feel that unconditional love that you really and truly are. For who are you? Who is that I am presence? Allow that I am, to speak to you, to connect with you, to give you energy, to bring you light and inspiration right now. And bathe in this beautiful energy of light. Feel it healing and radiating through every single cell of your being. Breathe it in and feel the experience of unconditional love pouring into you with the brightest of bright lights. Accept this love as who you are and let it bless you now. Let it heal you now. Receive the light of this love into your heart and let it bring you healing and peace. And now send this love out to someone you know, someone who you love, and connect with their soul. Send it out to the soul of the world. And allow the world to be enlightened by this love, this spirit. And feel this light and love enlightening the world soul, removing darkness and bringing the true light and love that is the creation and the creative spirit here to our earth, encircling the earth and all those places that need to be infused with light. Now see that light going to those places and enlightening them. And allow that light and love to completely surround the planet and those you love, and to come back to you now, knowing that you are one with this unconditional love. You are one with the soul of all souls. You are one with the Creator, with no beginning or end. There is a forever, and that forever is here with you right now in your soul, and will be with you when you leave the body and move back to the soul. Allow yourself to be restored and revitalized and renewed, and put the highest white light around you now with that energy you felt from the frequency of your soul, so you can stay connected with that soul's awareness and presence. And now slowly come out of meditation, breathing in this energy and absorbing it and being it, and thanking your soul for being present, and thanking God for giving you this wonderful gift of your soul and unconditional love. And say, thank you, God. And so it is. And I'll close with the Aramaic version of the Lord's Prayer, which I love because there's been so many translations, of course, of the Bible. But when Christ was asked, how do you pray? He responded with these powerful, beautiful words in Aramaic. Avun de Borshmaya. Ni tikada shishama. Te te malkuta. Nue te sevina kakana de Borshmaya obara. Aulan lakma desun kanin yamana. Washwokon halbain I cannot uphanyan shwakin alhayabain. Ula talan alisiona. Ala pisan menbisha. Metal de la ki melkuta u haila utish bakta. La alam amin. Amen. I thank you for this beautiful time of joining with the soul and the soul's beautiful presence and the creator of all. Thank you so much for being there. God bless you always.